how are you? Today, I want to talk about our soul and meditation. Because recently, I have been receiving a lot of guidance about how to rest, how to sleep, how to replenish myself and my body, and how to really sit down and be still and to listen to what my intuition or my inner guidance has to tell me. Because the truth is that we always know what to do that is best for us. We just don't stop and listen. And the act of actually sit down and listen is just, I think it's so important for us. So when people say that we need to change in order to change the world, I think it's not about our soul that we need to change, because there's nothing to change about our soul. It is divinely perfect. Our soul always wants to evolve. But I think when they say we need to change, it is the outer layer of us, the way that we view life and the way that we view ourselves that need to change. Because it is the outer layer that we really need to shift the perception to really get back and connect to our souls. Because when we connect to our soul, there's so many wonderful things that we can do to change our life the way that we want it to be. But it's just the very first act of just to listen, to sit down, to be still, to listen. That is actually quite difficult, but it's not impossible. So today I just want to talk a little bit about like why we need to do meditation. What we need to change is the way that we view life, especially the way that we view ourselves, because the way that we view ourselves manifests into our reality. And we need to change the societal pressures that we have to be someone or to get married at a certain age, and the beliefs that has been pressure on us that I don't think that many of us, we have many choices of who we want to be or the language that we speak or the family or the religion. So that's we need to change, to shift a lot of beliefs that we feel like we didn't have a choice in the beginning. And especially limiting beliefs about us, ourselves, that we cannot do this, we cannot do that. We are forever that tired person. We are weak, we are not strong, we are not worthy of love. All that type of limiting beliefs that really manifest themselves into our reality, and we really have to shift that. And the wounds and traumas that control us, that cause us to have the fears that we have, that prevent us from being our best self, from enjoying life. And joy is our birthright. So basically what we need to change is just our perception about ourselves first, and then about life. And then when we see and we feel and we understand the truth of our souls, then we see and feel and understand the truth of the whole universe of life. It is a truth, and it's not impossible. It's just the simple act of sitting down and getting to know our souls is a very humble act. I think it is when we really know that we have to surrender what the ego tells us what to do. So we have to do the exact opposite, to stay in the present moment, to really listen instead of talking, to be still, to be defenseless, to be vulnerable, to really devote the time to ourselves instead of chasing after people or things that we think that will make us happy. We think that will make us happy. And to admit that we have a lot to learn still about ourselves, especially. and our wonderful, beautiful soul, and just to trust that our soul will not lead us astray. It will lead us to somewhere very beautiful, and it all starts with us. And I think this is very important, that first, when we really decide to sit down and to meditate, at first we do it for ourselves, because we just want to have some peace of mind. But then when we actually understand why we have to do meditation, I think that's when we understand that we are doing it for the whole humanity. Because I think that a world where everyone just take the time to devote to themselves and to really listen to what their souls tell them what they should do is a wonderful place. And it is my big dream of having a wonderful world like that. Yeah, so it is just some thoughts about souls and about meditation today. I hope that it will give you some motivation to just sit down and just to really listen to what the soul and the heart want to say to you. I think they cannot wait to see you come back home. Thank you for listening.